Remember, I got my switch things on. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but there were a couple of pictures that were sliding up there on the screen earlier of from the baptism, where Todd and Sam got baptized last Friday. Go ahead, put them on. But we baptized both Todd and Sam, as they had both have received Christ as their Lord and Savior in their life, but they both had felt that this was something that they needed to do, be obedient to God's command to go and be baptized. So they wanted to be obedient to that and did this. And we had a nice little picnic out at Snail Lake afterwards, and we had a good time. For those of you who weren't there, I'm sorry you weren't there, but we know that you were there in spirit. Okay. If you want to turn with me to your Bible, to Romans chapter 11, we'll be reading the first 12 verses. I ask then, did God reject His people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject His people whom He foreknew. Don't you know what the Scripture says in the passage about Elijah? How he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, if it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What Israel sought so earnestly, it did not obtain, but the elect did. The others were hardened, as it is written. God gave them the spirit of stupor, eyes so that they could not see, ears that they could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Again I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of the transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgressions means riches for the world, their loss means riches for the Gentiles. How much greater riches will their fullness bring? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we ask now that you'd send your Holy Spirit to guide us and illuminate it. So just give us understanding of how this word is fresh and new and can be applied to our lives this day. Lord, I pray that as I preach, your anointing would be upon me, that I might speak to each person here your words of encouragement, your words of direction. Lord, I pray that each one would be blessed, that your name would be lifted up and glorified. And Lord, we pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, Paul starts off, I ask them, did God reject His people? If we go back to the last verse of chapter 10, it starts off, but concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. That's not God rejecting. The picture last picture we have before this is God with His hands out, open, to a people who are obstinate and disobedient. But There are some Israelites who did receive Christ as Lord and Savior. There is a remnant. It seemed like there were so few. Just as Elijah had appealed to God, he says, I'm the only one, God, that's it. God says, no, Elijah, that's just not so. I've saved out 7,000. Now, 7,000 out of a people who are probably several million is a very, very small number. But it is a remnant, and it was a small part that was saved out. Promised that these were ones who were living for God, who were seeking to follow Him and have that personal relationship. He says, so too at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. The remnant. See, we have all those who fall under the general category of Israel. But then we only have a few who fall under the category of God's chosen people. Even though that all are of Israel, not all are God's chosen people. Not all are children of the promise. That children of the promise that we talked about earlier. Just a remnant. A piece that's left over. Peggy was selling stuff made out of remnants at the craft fair. She got them for free. Usually we think of remnants as leftovers, the stuff that's not worth keeping. But in this case, the remnant is the most important part. This is the part that starts the whole next batch. Anybody here ever make friendship bread? A few of you ladies don't know what that is. You guys might go on, what? Friendship bread is this weird stuff. You take and you mix up a bunch of stuff over the course of a few days, and you let it sit. And you come by every once in a while and you mix it up, and you let it sit. At a couple points throughout, you might add a little sugar or some flour. I can't remember the exact recipe for it, but you add a little bit here and a little bit there. And you let it sit over a few days. And then you go to bake your bread. But what you do is you take a chunk of that and you give that away to a friend. And this is their starter piece. And they can take that, and with that starter piece, they can bake bread too. The remnant, the part that's left over, is the part that actually goes out and is the blessing to the friends in the friendship bread. And that's what God's people were. They were the remnant. They were the blessing that was there, that was for blessing all the rest of the other people. And they went out. Because, why? Why did they go to the Gentiles? Because the door was closed to them in Israel. The door was really closed to them in the synagogues. They would go to the synagogue and there might be a few who would receive, but eventually somebody, the leadership would say, you know what? There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the backside. Might not have used that exact terminology. Sometimes they actually threw rocks. They did want to hit him on the backside and the front side and every side. Paul was stoned a couple of times. Now, because the doors were closed to them in Israel, that the Jews were not receiving the gospel, and those who had received the gospel already, those first Christians, were just so full of the Holy Spirit and so full of the desire to be obedient to God when He said, go and proclaim the word. He said, well, we can't tell the people who look like us. Well, then I guess we have to go tell the other people. And it became a blessing that went throughout the whole world. Even to this day, the gospel is spreading. And it's one of the downfalls that we can find in a church when a We become self-focused upon only those who look like us. We only want to take the gospel to those people who look just like me. Well, you know, I don't know. I pray there aren't too many people who look like me. But we go out there and we take the gospel out there. Because that's what God has told us to do. See, what Israel had sought so earnestly obtained, they didn't. Because they were seeking earnestly at the wrong location. They were trying to do it through the law, through works, not through faith or grace. But God, He allowed for us Gentiles, those who were non-Jews, to be engrafted, to become part of the body, to be children of the promise of Abraham. Now these children that we are, we are now more numerous within the body of Christ than that which started it. That starter, that remnant that's spread throughout the gospel, throughout the Gentile world, is now outnumbered. But it's still very, very important that that remnant was and is there. But we can continue and move forward. But Paul shows us here later, but if their transgression means riches for the world, okay, that's their starter part, because the door was closed to go to Israel because they were refusing to hear the gospel. If because of that, that means riches for the world, that means that the gospel is there for all who would take it. That means how much greater riches will there be, will their fullness bring? When the people of Israel, as a whole, come to Christ, how much more will that be? So that's something he's saying, pray for that. Pray for that blessing. It's been tough for them. Part of it is God has closed up their ears, blinded their eyes, made their table a stumbling block for them. Their table becomes a snare and a trap. What's the table represent? Appetite. The foods that we eat and drink. Just the very table that they set. Remember, they were to set a kosher table. That table alone, making sure that we're following these laws, became a trap for them. They were more concerned about following the laws of the table than they were about following God. But one day that's going to be broken, is what Paul is saying here. And when the people of Israel come, are received into the full family of God, back into it, as right now they are, as the prodigal son lost. When they're received back in, there will be a blessing even greater. So this is something we're to pray for. Again I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. They're not beyond recovery. Pray for their recovery. Their denial opened the door for you and I to come to Christ. We praise God and we thank Him for that. But their reception back in will be a blessing for us. And we shouldn't push them away. We shouldn't somehow say, you had your chance, too late, too bad, sorry. What was the thing? Too late, so sad. Never do that one with somebody. Oh, I got it, too late, too so sad. No. There's plenty at the Lord's table. Plenty of the Lord's blessing there for all. And when Israel comes in, This is a special promise for Israel. This isn't something that's for everybody. But they are not beyond recovery. And we need to pray that they will come, because that will be a blessing for us also. So this morning, two things I want you to take away. Remember that God chose to allow a portion of His people, in fact, majority of His people, of Israel, to suffer, to be shut off from the gospel, so that a greater good could come, that the gospel message could go throughout the world. Because if the gospel had been received by all of Israel, and it probably wouldn't have spread beyond Israel. It would have been very small. But because those doors were closed, the apostles, the disciples, were forced to take the gospel elsewhere. Literally, with the destruction of Jerusalem, those who had been living in Jerusalem were forced to flee for their lives and take the gospel to the ends of the earth. So remember that penalty, that God allowed that to happen, and be thankful for it. Be thankful for it. But then also remember that God's heart is that they will come back. And that God does indeed hold His arms out. And if any disobedient and obstinate people would become obedient and obliging of their Father, they will be received. And their coming back will bring riches beyond what we would imagine. So this is something that we should be praying for and be working towards. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your blessings this day. And Lord, we thank You that something as terrible as a people rejecting Your word resulted in something as wonderful as the nations hearing Your word. Now we do pray, Lord, for the salvation of Israel, that they would indeed return to Your fold, return to You, and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.